I came very late to America, you see. I came to America 1930, to Chicago. I'm born 88, so you can figure out how old I was. I was really over the peak of my vocal power, I think.
You really think so?
I think so.
But still, you had a fantastic career after that.
Yes, I had. I had.
So you really weren't over the hill. We hear an awful lot of discussion of the productions of Wagner today. Of course, you have a great deal of background on how they were done when you were doing them.
Yes, now please don't ask me if I like it, because I don't.
That's what I wanted to ask. Well, the thing that we hear far too much of today, and I agree with it, is that they're all so dark. You can't see what's happening on the stage.
Yeah, and then there's very empty stages.
Yes, I like scenery and props.
Yes, yes. Now, I'm very old-fashioned, perhaps.
No, I think we all...
And I always pity the singers, you know. They're terrible. Standing on the, for instance, second act Walküren. We had rocks built up, yeah. So that I, as Sieglinde, could fall against these rocks. This unhappy Sieglinde comes out and stands alone on the stage. It's terribly difficult.
Yes, it would be. They're out there alone, bare.
Yeah.
Well, you answered my question. I feel the same way you do. I do like old-fashioned productions of certain works, and Wagner seems to be those.
Yes.
What do you think of the future of opera? It seems more popular now than ever.
Oh, much more. I think it will live forever.
You do?
Oh, I think so.
We certainly are.
I think so. Yeah, I think I think one will come back again to something more primitive on the stage. Because in realistic times, the people need a fairy tale.
That's true.
And the opera is a kind of a fairy tale.
It takes you away from the everyday struggle.
That's it. Yes. That's it.
This is awfully, and you know, always an unfair question, but I like to ask it because the responses are always interesting. If you had one opera to take with you on a desert island, what would that one opera be?
I think it would be Walküre. You thought Rosenkavalier, yeah?
I would have said that, yeah.
No, I think Walküre, or perhaps, it would be a very difficult choice. I also love to sing Elisabeth and Tannhäuser, for instance, very much.
Well, we'll give you two choices then.
All right, thank you.
Did you have a favorite role?
That is the same. I have to give you the same answer. Nicht wahr? It will be Rosenkavalier, the Marschallin, it will be Fidelio, it will be Elisabeth in Tannhäuser, Sieglinde. It was always the new one, always the next one, which I liked.
Oh, that's good. That's a different answer.
Yeah.
Mr. Melchior, I've been to his home on a few occasions, and he's shown me some of your artwork.
Uh-huh.
I admire that very much.
Well, thank you.
Do you paint a lot?
No, I don't paint so much, but I have done quite a lot of glass mosaics. I painted Toscanini there.
That's lovely.
I gave him the picture. He liked it very much. And he always, when guests came, he always showed them the picture, but I was told. And then he said, do you know who painted that Turtelleben? And after he died, I asked his son if he would send that back to me.
I'm glad that he did.
Yes, really? I'm very happy.
Yes. You were flattered not long ago when somebody stole one of your paintings, weren't you?
No, that was not a painting. That was I had an exhibition of my felt things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very happy about that. Yeah, it's a sign. He liked it.
That's a form of flattery.
Yes.